So I think we're about ready to go here. Please welcome the Peters Road Swamp Band.
Come in, Mr. Microphone.
Check, check. Whoa.
Chuck, Chuck,
Hello.
Chuck, please. Chuck, may I have one?
Check, 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 check.
Chuck.
Chuck. Come in, Mr. Microphone. Are we ready?
If you are, I am.
You know, this really is an unusually good-looking audience.
I agree.
We'd like to take you on a date, maybe in July, down to Alabama Jacks, which is the Regional Recreation Activity Center of the Southeast Everglades, 110 yards from the Keys. It's also very near the habitat of the endangered Florida crocodile, which is far more user-friendly than your Everglades alligator. And then you'll find boat captains from the Keys dancing with redneck maidens and German tourists drinking American beer with Everglades bikers down at Alabama Jacks. Baby crocodile crossing the road on the way to their habitual abode. On the banks of Lake Surprise, munching catfish and fries
that they got down at Alabama Jacks.
Why did the crocodile cross the street? He's going down to Alabama Jacks. You can kiss him on the mouth, cause he doesn't like me. Down in Alabama Jacks. And I'll dance with Crazy Annie like I did last week when the band plays the Man in the Moon on a redneck Sunday afternoon. Down in Alabama Jacks. German tourists out near the pier drinking American beer. Cloggers doomed with their eyes as cloggers whiz by down in Alabama Jacks. Why did the crocodile cross the street? He's going down in Alabama Jacks. You can kiss him on the mouth, cause he doesn't like me. Down in Alabama Jacks. I'll dance with Crazy Annie like I did last week when the band plays the Man in the Moon on a redneck Sunday afternoon. Down in Alabama Jacks. Armadillo. Down in Alabama Jacks. On a redneck Sunday afternoon,
down in Alabama,
down in Alabama,
down in Alabama, Jack.
You know, I had a dream. I was at a song swap late at night in a town no longer on the map. And I was there, and I was there with some of our great, now deceased, Florida singer-songwriters like Will McLean and Gamble Rogers and Don Grooms. And I heard a crazy laugh across the campfire. And I saw there was my old buddy, War Dog Vanderplate, with his great tenor harmony. It was at a town that's no longer on the map called Florida Crossroads.
We'll all meet at the Florida Crossroads. So when the night it is browner than brown, it's 4 miles east of that old 41. We're on the old maps, there once was a town. And it's way out on that L-shaped road. bright lines, and it takes me back to when I was a kid, and I've been there a couple of times. We sat outside that two-story store, and I leaned against that old wooden table, and even back then it seemed just like a dream. And I'd go back again if I was able. And I saw Will and Bruce and Wardlaw. It made me forget they were gone. Well, we started away after midnight, but I was alone by the dawn. We sang a few of the old songs.
Hold back the water.
Some songs that I never heard, though we'd sing that chorus
over and over.
Now I don't remember the words, and I saw Will and Bruce and Wardlaw
gone.
It made me forget they were gone. Well, we started away after midnight. Was alone by the dawn.
Armadillo. Sing, everybody hum.
We're the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band.
Chuck.
This is Armadillo Jake Vanderplate. My name is Boomslang Swampson. This is Mark Crocodile Harris. Over in the end there, that's D'Otter Duet. And you know, when we go on holiday in the beautiful beaches of East Central Broward County, we always go down to Honky Tonk Beach. Because there the cost of beer is not quite so dear as at Fort Lauderdale Beach itself. Get some beer?
There's what?
There's a little bit
too much. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale Beach is too expensive
for beer belly teas.
So we found our bathing suits, packed Piggy Dolan's car in. Try not to get in trouble
is our family's favorite speech.
It's good advice.
We tried it at least twice.
Way down at Honky Tonk Beach, we've got Joe Quigley, Biggie Dolan, and Needle Jimmy Smollett. We're hard on our kidneys,
and we're murder on our wallets.
You know every bartender buys first name,
and almost half the waitresses say they're glad we came
on a cheap holiday,
and it's all within your reach.
Way down at Honky Tonk Beach. You know my swimming trunk shrunk since just last year.
We find ourselves in a land where the currency is beer.
Keep on feeding the jukebox.
We can use our gas money.
And we're such smooth talkers.
Everything we say is funny.
And we're very loud in public.
It's a form of free speech.
Way down at Honky Tonk Beach. hotel threw us out.
No, it isn't any loss.
And we brush our teeth with booze.
Don't forget to floss.
Send dirty postcards.
Unsigned.
To our boss.
And our foursome is banned from the mini golf course.
Just keep our tab running till they shut us off.
You know, my beer burp cured my cigarette cough.
They'd appreciate us more at Fort Lauderdale Beach, where the girls are pretty and they sing doo-wop-diddy. Doo-wop-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-doo. But we won't clean up our act,
no matter how they preach.
Way, 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 way.
Way, 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 way.
Way, 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 way down.
Way down at Honky Tonk Beach.
Honk, honk, honky tonk, down at Honky Tonk Beach.
It's apparently a monkey puzzle.
It takes two.
Okay. You know, former member of this band, Freedom Jones, his dog, Gator Breath, died last December on the road right near the crossroads where the dog lived. The dog died of acute alcoholic poisoning. And by early January, neither the Collier County Public Works Department nor the Broward County Public Works Department had decided whose jurisdiction the dead dog lay. So he was still there toward late January. So the dog became kind of a landmark for those trying to find the location of Freedom Jones's camp. Don't take County Road 210, it ends in the fall. The turn for turn, a road that lies obscured by the fall. Just turn left right at the swamp and let me show you where. Take a right turn at the dead dog, you'll almost be there. Just get off at the entrance ramp where parallel roads meet, where it says do not enter is the only access to our street. Keep your wheels on the sidewalk, save your tires wear and tear. Take a right turn at the dead dog, you'll almost be there. Turn a mile before you get to Piggy Johnson's farm. Then keep going straight by where there used to be a barn. Just ignore that billboard with the gal in her underwear. Take a right turn at the dead dog, you'll almost be there. Just get off at the entrance ramp where parallel roads meet, where it says do not enter, the only access to our street. Keep your wheels on the sidewalk, save your tires wear and tear. Take a right turn at the dead dog, you'll almost be there. We miss you so much, we're all about to burst. You bring the wine, buddy, we'll supply the thirst. Tablecloths and old white blanket, use our thumb silverware. Take a right turn at the dead dog, you'll almost be there. Just get off the entrance ramp where parallel roads meet, where it says do not enter, the only access to our street. Keep your wheels on the sidewalk, save your tires wear and tear. Take a right turn at the dead dog, you'll almost be there. Just take a right turn at the dead dog, you'll almost be there. That's Wayne.
At the end.
Is that Wayne?
I knew I should have given him that extra buck.
What a guy. Next weekend, we're all going out to the Gator Hook Lodge, the new Gator Hook Lodge, 45 miles west of Miami in mainland Monroe County. Too far for the sheriff to get to from Key West, huh? Because by that time, the dead guy has either recovered or gone home. We're all going to bring our instruments, and we're going to sleep in the car. And then following day, Sunday morning, it's free beer, but $3 deposit for each can.
Got my reservation in your car, right between Peggy Johnson and Stan.
Thank you.
Free beer at the Gator Hook Lodge, but
$3 deposit for each can. Rag a fiddle, my handling guitar, stick 'em in the trunk of your car. Heading out of town for the redneck open house.
Don't forget your song. We want to hear you play in that sawgrass country way. Redneck open house. Grab a 12-pack and a 12-string, too. They're the tools you need to be a star. We're gonna make a swamper out of you. A
playing all night at an Everglades bar. Grab your fiddle, mandolin, guitar. Stick 'em in the trunk of your car, heading out of town for the redneck open house. Redneck open. Garth Brooks and Brooks and Dunn, ain't even some homegrown. Play something we know we'll jam along, then play some of your own. Hey,
grab your fiddle, mandolin, guitar, stick 'em in the trunk of your car, heading out of
our final number, and thanks for coming. For our final number, you know, at Martha Hoople's boarding house deep in the swamp, Mrs. Hoople still takes in musicians as boarders, but due to their rather frisky nature, she sees to it that there are almost half a dozen rules posted on the walls of common areas.
All right, who turned off the bass? Is that some kind of hint?
Yay!
It was you.
We lost the bass.
It's pronounced bass.
It was that extra buck that I didn't give you. You turned off the bass, didn't you? Yeah,
he
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
Wayne turned it off.
Hang on, he's almost here from Montana. Ah, we're back.
Muted you.
What a treat for y'all, okay?
Here we go.
deep in the swamp at Martha Hoople's boarding house. There are 5 rules posted on the wall. 'Cause she takes in musicians, you know how they get, gathered round a TV in the hall. So, no visitors upstairs, no smoking in bed. You'd be asked to leave if dirty books are being read. And no booze in the room, y'all. No, it isn't right. And no guitars after midnight. Though we all quit our day job, we don't get many gigs, 'cause our music's much too intellectual. But if we hit wrong notes, since we don't take requests, the audience can never, never tell. And so, no visitors upstairs, no smoking in bed. You be asked to leave if dirty books are being read. And no booze in the room, y'all. No, it isn't right. And no guitars after midnight. Fiddle players. We use Collier County tuning, so we often sound off key, since we only put 5 strings in our guitar. Fan lovers as we are, they always throw us beer whenever we play the Oyster Bar. And so, no visitors upstairs, no smoking in bed. You'd be asked to leave if dirty books are being read. And no booze in the room, y'all. No, it isn't right. And no guitars after midnight. If we bring your mom some gin, can we play the mandolin? Yes, 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 yes. Can we play the Haitian drums if we play them with our thumbs? Yes, 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 yes. Can we play electric bass if we keep it in its case? Yes, 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 yes. But no, no, no. Guitars after midnight. Thank you very much. The Peter.